from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of what is Tzelem Elokim, the image of God. We know that God created the human being, Tzelem Elokim Asaoto, God made us in the image of God. What does that mean, image of God? It sounds like God looks like something and he made us look like that. That, of course, is impossible. Ein lo demut haguf. We say that God has no image. So what in the world could this mean? So Rashbam says, translating it wrong, not Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, Tzelem Elohim, the image of an angel, that we have within us characteristics of angels and characteristics of the animal, and together, that's what makes the human being. Rav Yosef Horshor, another French commentator, says that he made us in the image of man. He made the human being to look just like the human being. Or, Bitzelem, not Elohim as angel, Elohim as judge. He made the human being like a shalit. We are able to judge. We have discernment. We can decide. We can make decisions. We have bechira chofshit. We have free choice. He hasn't mentioned free choice. That's mentioned by this. The Sforno mentions the idea of free choice, but it's the same idea that you're a judge. We have the ability to judge. We have judgment. The Targum Unculus, the way David Zvi Hoffman understands it, is maybe it means in the image of God. God has some kind of form, some image, not of himself, but like he's like a craftsman. He's got a mold. And he made the human being in that mold that belongs to whom? Belongs to God. It's in his image. He picked an image and he said, let the human being be in that image that God chose, or that God has. So it's not about what God looks like. The Midrash Gadol says that the Badat Hayetera Mitzuya Badam, he gets these words in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Tzelem Elokim is the Da'at HaYitera, the extra wisdom that we have over the animal kingdom. That's what makes us special. That's what gives us the Tzelem Elokim. And he says, that's Surat Hadam. That's the image of the human being, the image of God. Rashi also has a similar idea, really. He says, Kidmutenu, we should, in our image, the image of God, Lavinu Laskil, the image of God and perhaps the angels, to be able to understand, to be able to discern, to be able to understand with a deeper benign understanding and wisdom. That's what it means. Now, the Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Das Torah, more contemporary rabbi, he has a very interesting idea. He says, we know from the Gemara in Sota and elsewhere, the Rambam, the Chosdeos, that Mahu Rachuma Afatarachu, that we should walk in God's ways. What does that mean? How do we walk in God's ways? God is merciful. We should be merciful and kind as well. God clothes the naked. We should clothe the naked. God visits the sick. We should visit the sick. And that's what it means to be in the image of God. That he made us with the potentiality to do the kind of things that God does, the kind of rachmanus that God has. If you think about it, each one of these commentaries is really just saying that the human being has different elements of the sfirot, of the expressions of God in this world. Some focus on the intellect, the higher Chabad, Chochma Bina Vadas, the idea of knowledge and wisdom. Some focus on the idea of Malchut, of Shilton. For instance, the Chizkuni says, just like he says, go out, human beings, Urdubit Gatayam, you're in charge of the fish and the animals and all the things that creep in the earth. You're in charge. Redu, we have the ability to have Shilton, to have monarchy, to have government, to have power, authority. And it's all these different expressions. And Rabbeinu Yerucham says, the expression of love and kindness. Another one of the 7 or 10 expressions of God in this world. The Meshech Chochmah says that when we overcome the natural, we overcome the animalistic, that shows that we have Tzelem Elokim, we have the image of God. But the question is, can you ever lose the image of God? Is it something that, what do you mean, that's what makes you human being? You have the image of God and I have the image of God. You can't lose it. But actually, if you look carefully, the Radak says, Bidmutenu, Kidmutenu, Bishtam Shobo. We're made in the image of God when we use it. not when we don't use it. We have to use the image of God in order to have it. You can use it or you can lose it. In fact, the Sfat Emet says, I'll tell you how you could lose it. He says, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, Akina v'tava v'kavod motzim adam min olam, that if you have jealousy, if you have hatred, if you pursue honor all the time, always looking for your honor and dignity, then that could take you out of this world. What does that mean? You could lose your Tzelem Elokim. You lose your image of God. If you're always pursuing honor, sure, honor is something God has. But if you're pursuing honor, honor runs away from you. And you lose that image of God of the honor. If you always have jealousy and always have desire, which is so physical, then you know what? That takes us away from the Tzelem Elokim, from the divine, from the godlike, from the angel, angelic type of characteristics. And it brings us to something else. So, you know, do the most evil people in history, did they have Tzelem Elokim? Did they have the image of God? Once heard from Shalom Rosenberg that they had the potential. Every human being, yes, even the most evil, had the potential for the image of God, for acting in the image of God. But you have to act on it. You have to use it. And if not, God forbid, we can lose it. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefer Beth Olmed congregation, now praying at the Baron Hirsch congregation. And join us each week for a discussion of the Parshan, the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.